What's up, Flomies? I am back again with another podcast. I tell you guys all the time, but I only record when I want to because I don't have to. I provide this because I want to be honest and truthful with you and talk about the things I want to talk about and help somebody that needs some help. So this long commute I have between my house and the ranch just has made me be able to have so much clarity and think so much clearer about my day, about my thoughts, organize my brain hole, get everything all worked out. And I hope that it helps you throughout your day too. So let's get started. Okay, so here we go. Let's talk about it. Now I'm going to take you guys down a little deep path, but I promise you I'm going to bring you back up out of that super deep space. Right now, I just want to talk to you about back in the day, I would go to children's hospitals, and I don't go as much now because the main reason is it is a very painful experience to go and come out of, and that's a very selfish thing to say, but it's a very hard thing to do. So I do go and I do love to go. My issue is that because I travel so much, I have allergies or what have you, that I deal with. I cannot afford to expose very, very sick children to whatever it is. So I have to be in absolute perfect health, to be able to go. And sometimes that doesn't always line up right. And it's very, very, very selfish to go and expose children to something and kind of sneak under the radar. Like, yeah, I've got the sniffles, but how bad could it be? You know, it's very, very, very cautious moment when you go to these children's hospitals. So I went when I was 13, and that's not been the last time, but it was the first time I actually went, and I've held this memory with me for years and years and years because it touched me so deeply. And now that I have maturity on my side, I'm able to really make sense of this moment and all the things that I was feeling. And I want to share that with you guys. And I promise I'll get out of this super deep, heavy stuff in just a second and take you back into how you can apply this. This may be the moment that you're in, but I feel like it's my job with you lending me your time. I'm going to add value back and not pull you into this really dark space today while you're doing cardio or you're driving or whatever. I'm going to pull you out of here. Just hang with me for a second. So I went to this children's hospital, and it was such an experience for me because I was 13. You know, I was still a child too, even though I thought I was 25. And I visited with all these children, and it was just, it put me in such a gracious space, such a grateful space, and it taught me how to add value right away. And I got to visit with this couple that had a baby, and the baby was in ICU there, and I get to visit with them and just try to bring them hope. And the baby was obviously in dire straits and really needed a lot of medical attention constantly. And I was there present while they gave the baby a shot, and the doctors had to come in, and they said I could stay in the room, and they administered some medicine to the baby. And when the baby felt the prick, the baby smiled. And I said, why does it, you know, I'm a child, so I asked probably inappropriate questions. I said, why does he smile? And the doctor just said, well, it's just part of his routine. This is what he knows. And I just didn't get it. And now that I'm mature, I understand that we do this all of the time. Things that we should feel pain from, things that should cause a little sting, things that should create discomfort. After enough time, we smile and we take it. And I think that that's just human nature. And bear with me, I'll pull us out of here, I swear. I want us to start recognizing the painful pricks and the discomfort and start to go away from them. Just like survival, get yourself out of those positions, get your children out of those positions, get your family out of those positions, get yourself foremost out of those positions where you feel the pain, you feel the prick, and you get out of its way. Kind of go back to like just human nature, just who we are as people. When it hurts, don't stay there. You're not obligated to smile through that. You may make other people uncomfortable by letting them know that this is no longer acceptable, but that's okay. They need to not, you know, invoke their pain from somewhere else onto you. They're just passing on the little pricks and smiling through it, and you're the butt of their joke to get them through it. So I'll pull you out of here. Basically, when I learned that that was part of that that routine, then I started thinking about my own routine. And I'm like, you know, what are the places? I think people think that I don't sleep. And the truth is, I probably sleep as much as you, maybe more. Because I've learned that productivity and my routine needs to be so polished and run like a well-oiled machine that I can rest. And this is new for me. This is a 2018 thing for me. This is not a 2017 thing for me. And I'm sure 2019 will be completely different. But this is a 2018 thing for me that I am polished enough. And I've grown in my productivity to understand that being more productive in a shorter amount of time does not mean adding more crap in once I free up some of my time. When I free up more of my time, I work on relationships, human experience, embracing nature, doing yoga, clearing my head, brainstorming new ideas, spending time with my family, spending time with my friends, doing things I've never thought I would do, take up learning a foreign language, which I'm doing right now. All of those things, the human experience needs you to be well-rounded. We don't need you to be the most productive citizen in the world. We need you to be the most well-rounded. Are you learning new things? Are you passionate? Is there a flicker in your eye when you talk to people? Are you fulfilled? Do you feel good? Are you taking care of yourself? Self-care is huge. Are you focusing on getting those endorphins in, doing some sort of physical exercise? All of these things may sound so hippy-dippy to you. They may sound so naive as a thought process, but when you look at indigenous people living out in the middle of nowhere, they are the happiest people alive. They've never seen Wi-Fi. They don't know what a laptop is. They can't point to the TV, and they're just stoked. What can we learn? In this country, we've got to pay our bills. We've got to do things. We have so much opportunity. We can grind so hard. We can hustle so hard. We can pay our bills. We can experience financial freedom. We can build a family. We can make choices. Women are allowed to do crazy, amazing things that in other countries, they're not even allowed to come outside without being covered up. So congratulations. But you need to have a little bit of that in you where you stop and you look around and you figure out what you need. What is it that you need? We know what the world needs. We know what your landlord needs. We know what your bills need. And then what? Because the more fulfilled and the more open you are and the more loving you are, the more you can open yourself up to the human experience. Your routine is broken. I speak mainly to smokers right now. Smokers, and trust me, I've never smoked. I've never been somebody that is addicted to tobacco, but I can tell you this, smokers' routines are broken because every however many minutes you have to go outside. And then if we take that habit away from you, now we have someone that's unhappy and you know, completely addicted to this habit. And not, it same thing goes for food. I'm not just going to pick on one demo. I'm going to pick on everybody. Mine is food. If every 5 minutes my thoughts are cluttered with where am I going to get my next meal and how I'm going to eat, P.S., you can be addicted to food. If you didn't know that, any addiction that you have is breaking your routine. It's taking your time away from your family, your friends, all that productivity that you could be experiencing to have this well-oiled machine. Nope, I got to stop. I got to stop and take a break to do that thing. You can be addicted to social media. I got to stop and go scroll for a minute. I got to stop and go watch this thing. I've got to stop and feed myself. I've got to stop and do all these things. The more that you can oil this down and get it down to the point where this thing is just moving, all the things are going in the same direction, you will find that you complete everything that you need to do in 20 minutes, in an hour, in 3 hours. Don't give a month to clean your whole house. Every day, work on one part of that, and that be part of your experience for 3 weeks. The closet gets done. Set a timer for an hour. After that hour, you're done to have the human experience, to raise your kids, to cook dinner, to take a walk outside. Guys, our routines are broken, even mine, and I have to find places in there to make that routine work for me so that I can continue to enjoy the human experience, because when I'm gone, I'm gone. I want to see the mountains. I want to smell the fresh air. I want to pick the flowers. I want to hold hands with my fiance. I want to experience things. And I want you guys to see what parts of your routine are bleeding out your productivity, bleeding out your human experience and making you live less fulfilled. So get out an old-fashioned pen and paper and think up three things that you can change today, right now. These podcasts are no good if you don't take action. I hope that you love them. I hope you're excited about my podcast journal coming out. It's called Deep Thoughts. It will be here before Christmas, and I cannot wait for you to have it in your hands. If you love this, please be subscribed. Let me know if you love it on my Insta story. Follow me at FallonTaylor2, and I will see you every single day. Well, almost every single day on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/FallonTaylor. See you next time.